This ArrowFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to the Humaning Podcast. I'm your host, Michaela Lloyd, and I love that you're here. From a young age, I've been asking life the big questions, and it's led me down some interesting rabbit holes. I'm going to be sharing with you some of the ideas, theories, practices, and ways of being that have made my life easier, better, and more fulfilling. We're going to explore what it means to be human, from the weird and the wild to the utterly wonderful, and we're going to talk about how we can do it in a way that not only leads to amazing results, but feels good in the process. Come on, let's human together. Hello and welcome to the Humaning Podcast. I am your host, Michaela Lloyd, and I love that you're here. Thank you for being here for this episode, whether it's your first or your 50th. I am so grateful that you are here tuning in today. I am bringing you a live transmission I did all about what to do when we're caught up in the how. Our mind and our muggle mind, our precious little muggle mind, loves to know the how, and it thinks that the fact that we don't know how or we don't know the perfect actions is the reason why we don't have what we want. It gets so tangled up in just thinking, what do I need to do? It's so literal, and it thinks that if it can figure out the perfect action and the perfect strategy, then we would have everything that we want, overlooking the state of our being, overlooking who we are in that moment, how we are showing up in that moment, how we are interacting with the energy grid of life in that moment. When we actually look a little deeper, we start to feel in control of something much greater than just what we do, than just the next step that we take. And so I'm very excited to be sharing this transmission with you today. I'm going to keep it simple. We're going to jump right into this magic. And if you enjoy it, if you love it, please take a screenshot, share it on your socials, put it on your stories, or send it to any of your friends or loved ones that you know really need to hear this. They're up in their muggle mind and you're just like, I'm going to send them some love today. I'm going to do my good Samaritan duty, send them a little burst of kindness by sharing this episode with them. I love you. Talk to you soon. It's Michaela Lloyd here. I'm going live because I want to, because I feel like it, because I can't not share what's on my heart and in my mind. I woke up last night and I just had this little thought bubble up. You know how the best ones come to you in your dreams? And this morning, while I've been going about my morning, making school lunches, all those sorts of glamorous activities that we mums are so good at, it was just bouncing around my brain, just bouncing around my head. And I was like, I want to share this. I want to go live and I want to talk about this. And it was a real life example. It was something like 2 days ago, I was absolutely doing this, and this was what I led myself through. And that was when we're in that state of overthinking, where we're like, oh, but what do I need to do? And we're in our head and we're trying to figure it out. And we're like, what's the perfect next step? What's the thing I need to do? And in that state, where we're trying to figure out the perfect strategy or the perfect step, and we're, let's be honest, overthinking, we're so in it that we don't actually realize what's happening. We are so in the contents of our muggle minds that we think that the problem is that we don't know what to do. We think the problem is that we need to figure out the perfect strategy. That's not the problem. The problem isn't what we're thinking about. The problem is our thinking, and it's the quality of our thinking. And what we often try and do, we just listen to our mind. We take it verbatim. We take it as truth, as gospel, and we go about trying to outperform our overthinking mind. We go about trying to act in a way that will make us feel at peace in our mind because we think the problem is what we're thinking about. We think the problem is that we don't know what to do. We think the problem is that we need to figure out the perfect strategy and the perfect step. It's not. When we're in that state, we actually can't outperform it. And even if you try to use positive thinking, what you're really just doing is piling more thinking on top of your thoughts. You're just doubling down on the fact that you're up in your head trying to figure it out. having a vice grip on your mind. And that's what's creating that sense of resistance and ickness within us. The best strategy when we're in that state, when we're trying to figure out what's the perfect next step, is to focus on our state. We can't outthink our state. We can't outperform our state. And they are symbiotic. When we get caught in a spiral of overthinking, then that will affect how we feel in our body. And when we feel a certain way within our body, that is going to magnetize a quality of thinking that is resonant with how we feel. So we might start thinking some crappy thoughts like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And that thinking creates a feeling within our body. It creates that feeling of ick, of resistance, of like, I actually don't know what to do. And then from that feeling of ickness, that feeling of contraction, that feeling of, something's wrong, or I'm not good enough, then our thoughts start to reflect that state. So it's a beautiful shit spiral. It's a beautiful self-fulfilling pile of fuck where we're just like in it. And the problem then, so often we're not conscious of the fact that we are just in it. That we are being had, like that our mind is having its way with us. In that state, so often, if we actually were to ask ourselves like, oh, have I gone outside today? Oh, have I actually focused on my breathing today? Oh, am I hydrated enough? Have I eaten enough? Have I phoned a friend? If we focus on our state, there is no problems. If we focus on actually shifting our state and actually feeling good, maybe going for a walk outside, maybe watching something funny, if you've been indoors all day and you're in your head, just get the fuck outside. It's not that hard. It's not that complicated. Go out, be under the trees, go next to the ocean, just go stare at the sky. If you've been thinking and in your head all day, relax your mind. Either tune out or tune into something that distracts you from it. It's not that hard. When we are in a happier state, when we focus on nurturing our well-being, then our thoughts reflect that. And so not only will we have better ideas, we might even realize that from that state, oh, actually, I do know what to do. From that state of relaxation, from that state of feeling like nothing's missing and nothing is wrong, that's when our ideas come. That's when we know. You know what to do. And if it is true, like if you go and you focus on your state and it's still true to you that actually you do need to change your strategy, there is another step you need to take, it will be very obvious to you from that state. Even if you do need to do something different, even if there is something to figure out, from changing your state, clarity will come. The answers will present themselves. And so often it just comes from simply letting go and knowing that life is so much bigger than us. Life is moving through us. You are here for a reason. Life wants you to succeed. You are here to do life's bidding and it will do your bidding because you are a function of the universe and you are serving a vital function in your environment. You're not alone in this. You don't have to figure this out. And our mind, and often what I fondly refer to as our muggle mind, is an incredible device that ensures our survival. And one of its primary functions is individuation. That's why we call it our ego. Like, it makes us feel separate from the environment. Rather than being a part of the tree, we are an individual leaf. Rather than being the ocean, we are an individual wave. And it serves an incredible function. It's like an incredible device that enables life to understand itself from an individuated perspective. We are all fractals of the universe. We are all fractals of God. We are all fractals of life. And through our incredible mind, it enables us to individually peer back on life, to peer back on ourselves, to peer back on God, to peer back on existence, and give information, to provide one unique perspective. And when we add up all of our perspectives, that is God, that is life, that is the universe, that is the sum total of all the parts. Our mind is an incredible device, but if we stay trapped in there, if we live in it, if we listen to it as if it is complete and fundamental truth, then you're going to drive yourself crazy. You're going to be overthinking, you're going to be anxious, you're going to be neurotic. And if you are constantly in a state of anxiety, it's because you are in your head. You are in your head and you are forgetting, oh, I have a heart too. Oh, I have a body too. Oh, I am a piece of life too. If overthinking is a normal part of your character, not because that's who you are, but that's the story you're telling yourself, it's because you're trapped in your muggle mind. And you can't outthink your way of it. You can't get out of your muggle mind and out of your overthinking by thinking more thoughts. And being like, oh, well, if I just say this positive belief, if I just say this mantra, it's just more thoughts. You're just dogpiling thoughts on top of yourself. Get out of your head. Get into your body. Focus on your state. Maybe the thing that you're thinking about isn't actually a problem. Maybe if you actually focus on how you feel and doing kind things to nourish yourself, on doing things to get yourself out of your head, you will realize either, oh, there's not actually a problem, or I see what's going wrong and I understand now what I can do to fix it. Get out of your head, girlfriend. Get out of your head, boyfriend. It's a fun place to play. It's an incredible device. I love being up in my head. There's a reason why I'm talking about this, because I am a natural overthinker. Well, I don't know if it's natural. Who knows? I love to overthink. I love refining thoughts over and over and over in my mind. When I was 16 and 17 and going through the first breakups of my life, before I studied psychology and learned what rumination was, I sensed this within myself and I called it thought erosion. I said, I'm a thought eroder. I think a thought and I think it and I think it and I think it and I think it from this angle and I think it from that angle and I think about it over here and I think about it over there. When left to my own devices, when life had its way with me, I was a natural overthinker and I can still go to this space when my state is affected. A couple of days ago, I was overthinking things. And I was, for about an hour, I was in my overthinking. I was in my like ickness. And then I was like, oh wait, there's not actually a problem here. Had I spent much time outside that day? No, I had not. Yes, I drank enough water because it's part of who I am. But actually, like after lunch, did I eat too much sugar for what I needed? Yes. And that sugar got me up in my head. It got me feeling all. And honestly, when I was in my overthinking, I was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what the next step is. I changed my state. I realized nothing was wrong. I knew exactly what to do. In fact, I was doing it. And all I needed to do in that moment was to unplug and relax. Like, nothing was wrong. So I wanted to share that with you. It was a thought that was bubbling up and bouncing around my head. So I feel like there is one person or several people that needed to hear this today. So here I am, just an expression of life, sharing and being on your path so you hear what you need to hear today. If this is something you experience a lot, and you love having a reminder that this is something that actually you don't need to overthink your way out of, you don't need the perfect strategy, actually you just need to tap back into who you are and to remember that actually everything's all good, to remember who you are on a deeper level, to remember that your soul knows, I have an incredible space that is opening soon called The Magic. The Magic. And this is for incredible soul-centered creatives that are ready to, that are either starting or have started sharing their magic medicine and art with the world. They are called for more. They are called for that sense of purpose. They know they are here to be more and have more and do more. They don't just want to lead a little life. They have these big dreams, and yet very often their muggle mind might get them in the way. Very often they might be trying to do it the way that men do it, or these influencers on the internet are doing it. But really, my way, my unique system, my signature method is all about working with your nature. And not my nature, your nature. It's about doing it your way. It's about tapping into your unique energetics. It's tapping into what you uniquely desire. It's about tapping into how you uniquely operate so that we can develop a strategy and a path, and so that you can step forward with confidence and at times being shit scared, but certain, in a path that works for you, in a path where you get to work with your nature. The path, even when we work with our nature, It's not easy because it requires us to up-level. Just like at the gym. You have the plan, yet you still need to push yourself. You still need time under tension. You still need to push yourself to near failure. You still need to focus on your perceived exertion. It's, you know the path, and it might be designed for you. It doesn't mean that you're not going to sweat. It doesn't mean that you won't still feel tense. Because as we go on our soul purpose, like as we embark on it, it is a hero's journey. Our soul purpose is a hero's journey. And this yearning for more, this yearning to be more and do more and have more, is a carrot life is dangling in front of us to incentivize our up-leveling. And through that up-leveling, through us being more and expressing ourselves more fully, that can feel a bit stretchy. If you're getting beautiful biceps in the gym, you tear your muscles and they build up stronger. And that's how it can feel. Which is why it's so important that you have support. It's why it's so important that you have a mentor and a guide that has been on this path for years and understands the nuances, especially if you're one of those overthinking ladies, especially if maybe you're not type A, maybe you're a real chill cat, because that's been my story. An overactive imagination, an overactive mind, a mind that loves to try and understand it from all these different directions, but a body that's inconsistent because, hey, I'm a cyclical woman. And in human design terms, I'm a projector. I'm not designed to have consistent energy. And so it felt like the ultimate fuck you from life for me to have these desires to be more and do more, but to feel like I didn't have like the energy or the willpower to actually see it through. So I have been on this path for such a long time, and now I understand how to work with myself, to work with my nature, to understand that my unique design is actually a gift. It just felt like a curse when I was trying to do it like everyone else, and I was trying to focus on daily consistency when actually my magic is a little bit different, when I was trying to focus on an overly structured path, when my unique design works better with a little bit more flow. Like, I like having structure, but simply so I can flow within it. It's so important we optimize and honor our nature. It's so important you work with yourself, not struggle against yourself. And part of that also is not just trying to play in the physical. It's not just trying to play in the muggle world. It's going underneath. It's tapping into metaphysical nature. It's succeeding from the inside out. It's working with the energetic flow of the universe. It's working with quantum law. It's understanding how we can actually attune ourselves and align ourselves to success rather than feeling like we need to push and force and hustle. There's a smarter way to do it. And it's the only way I'm here for, because honestly, I don't have the energy for the hustle and grind path. I've tried. I've had several full-time jobs in my life, and each one within a very short period of time, I felt so burnt out. And I was looking around at everyone else that was able to maintain it, and I was like, what's wrong with me? How is it that these people have been in this job for like 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and they keep showing up week after week, when here I am just like feeling so exhausted to my bones. All I can do on the weekend is just, you know, I was using really unhealthy coping mechanisms to kind of, and even like in little ways, like spending way more money than I needed to because I was trying to buy the sense of freedom that I didn't have because my life force energy was being drained out, like it was tapped into an IV or something, from working in a way that wasn't aligned for me. That's why I love human design so much, because when I learned it and studied it, I like finally exhaled and realized, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just not designed for this system. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm just designed to get things done in a different way. Projectors in human design, which is my energy type, are here to be efficient. We are here to work in bursts. We are here to do more in less time. And doing too much drains our vital life force energy. Just like if you're a generator or a manifesting generator, not doing things that light you up is going to drain you. We all have a unique way of operating. Beyond that, if you're a feminine core being, whether that's in a female body or in a masculine body, but if you are so tapped into and live from primarily your feminine essence, you are deeply cyclical. And even if you're a type A woman, even if you're like, no, I'm going to get stuff done. I'm like Gary V, but with a vagina, like Gary Vagina. You still have a body. You still have a cyclical body that it's really important that you honor. And if you find yourself maybe sticking to something for a month, but then not being able to follow through and being like, ah, I was doing keto, but then my period hit. I'm such a failure. It's because you are designed to operate differently. Like even using that example of the keto example, even like if you're into intermittent fasting or things like that, the week before our period, or even longer than that, like the 10 days before our period, your body requires more carbs to create progesterone, which ensures like that you feel at ease, that you feel at peace. If you are trying to work like a man or some random influencer on the internet that's been doing it for 1 year but hasn't actually done it for the long term to see how it works with their unique ebbs and flows, and if you keep following their story, within a year, they're going to give it up and then they'll probably go to the other thing. If they were once plant-based vegan, they are probably going to carnivore. Like, only follow people that have actually been doing this for the long haul, because if they've just been doing it for 6 months and they're like, hey, this is what you need to do, chances are they still need to filter it through their system, which is why, like, after 10 years of actively answering my soul purpose, I now feel qualified to actually help people on this journey. Not because I've made a gazillion dollars through doing it, but because I've beaten in the path so much that I understand how to help people tailor their pathway to their unique nature and tailor their magic medicine and art, not through my lens, but through their own. My job as a coach and as a mentor is to help you peel back the crap. Like, sorry, that would have been very abrasive to your ears. My bad. But to help you peel back the crap that is blocking you from what you already know and through who you came here to be. So often, like it should go without saying that we know who we are and we know what we came here to do and we know what we love and we know what feels good to us. But for so many people from a young age, you've been conditioned out of what you want and you've been talked into other people's ideals and you've been told actually to focus on what you want is selfish. Don't be selfish. Or to operate with your nature is lazy. Those were the two primary digs I got by well-intentioned people throughout my life. That I was selfish and that I was lazy. Because I tried to do things my own way. I tried to honor my energy. I tried to work with my unique nature. And when you've got the best mum in the world who is a generator, she's going to think you're lazy. She's going to think you're selfish. And especially when we also, the vast majority of the world was designed, especially as women, to overgive and to people please. And if you try and come along and honor your boundaries and honor what works for you, people aren't going to like it. They're not. So often when we honor what works for us and we honor what we love and what we need, people are like, I don't like this, especially if you've been in the habit in your relationships of overgiving and people pleasing and putting other people's needs first. People feel very fucking uncomfortable if you are trying to put yourself first. But it's that whole oxygen mask thing. You need to put on your own oxygen mask. If you are actually in it for the long haul, if you actually have a ginormous heart and you want to give more, then you need to take care of yourself first. And the best way we can do that is working with your nature, not struggling against yourself, because it does not work. And I have noticed this pattern, particularly within women, that when they reach their like premenopausal but menopausal years and their estrogen is no longer overcompensating for their lack of alignment, they get seriously sick. Look into your own life. Look at your mum. Look at your mum's best friend. Look at your aunties. The ones that were not prioritizing their genuine well-being and not just health and diet and exercise from a place of restriction. I'm like, I need to be skinny. But like, unless they're prioritizing their genuine nourishment, their genuine needs, making their heart happy, look at what happens to them. Look at what happens to them in their 60s or their late 50s. So many of them get serious diseases. Breast cancer, heart disease, brain tumors, aneurysms, or just like complete and utter burnout where they just can't even because all of a sudden when our hormones dip, they can no longer compensate for the fact that they have been overgiving, not honoring themselves, not taking care of themselves, and giving from an empty cup. Now is the age where we have more information and we know that actually giving to ourselves first is so important. Be smart. Be selfless. Give to yourself first. Honor your unique nature. Go with your own flow. Work with the universal laws of life, not just the hustle and force of this three-dimensional reality where we're just trying to move around pieces, as opposed to going to the root cause. Be smarter than that. Learn from my mistakes. You can either do that by just tuning into my stuff. If you've listened until this point, make sure you love this. Maybe comment under it, because then it means that the algorithm is going to put more of my stuff under your eyes. It means that all the posts that I'm sharing every day on how to work with your nature, how to listen to your soul, how to honor your desires, how to be genuinely fulfilled and healthy, it means that more of those posts and more of those things come your way. And if you are on your hero's journey, if you are saying yes to your soul purpose, if you are sharing your magic with the world and you find yourself in overthinking and trying to figure out the perfect strategy, but you know within your heart that you want to work with your nature, you know that you want to work with your soul, you don't want to listen to someone else, you want to be tapped into you, you want to be tapped into your intuition, you want to be going with your flow, then I invite you to join the magic. This is a 6-month coaching cocoon, a group mastermind that goes for at least 6 months. 6 months is the minimum, because we are here for the long haul. We are here for the journey. You have big dreams on your heart and you want quality support. You want personalized coaching. You want to receive advice and mentorship from someone who has been in this for a really long time and has honestly done so many of the wrong ways. I've worked against my nature so much of it that I got to the point that I realized I can't not do this my way. I need to work smarter, which is why I've developed my own unique system of helping people tap into their own unique truth. It's also for you if you want to be in a community space where you are supported by people who get it, who people who are in the arena, through people that aren't going to question like, are you sure you want to do that? Or that's a bit weird, that's a bit much. But are questioning your limited stories around why you can't have it. These are people that are not going to pick holes in your dreams, that are not going to talk about you behind your back and be like, aunt's a bit weird, she's being a bit much. These are going to be people that are going to be like, oh my God, she is like the perfect amount of muchness. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of her. Oh my gosh, look at her going for it. And I say her, but I'm meaning any feminine core beings. If you are a guy that loves being one of the girls, if you are a guy that is tapped in with your feminine essence, come into my space. God, I want you in my space. I love what you bring to this table. I love how you round it out. I love how you get to be there with your masculine mind and your feminine sensibilities and what you add to the space. So this is opening really soon. I'm very excited about this. This is the one space I'm going to be pouring my magic into. This is my one service and offering for the foreseeable future. So I'm going to be giving this my all. We will have coaching calls 3 out of every 4 weeks because we're feminine core beings. We deserve integration and rest. But the coaching cocoon, you can tap into at any point. If you're going through stuff, you can send us a voice message, get some real-time feedback, and just really feel deeply supported and deeply loved and be in a space that's fun. Honestly, I don't have time for things that I can't have fun, that we can't crack personal jokes. We were taking things too seriously and being too PC. If you want to get out of your head and actually have a good ass time, then come be a part of the magic. It is $3,000 for a whole six months of being supported for $3,000 New Zealand dollars. I don't know what that equates to in US dollars. It's $550 New Zealand dollars a month, which is like around like the low 300 US dollars and like euros. Which for high quality support that's going to get you where you want to go so much faster, where the journey will be so much more enjoyable, is one of the cheapest investments you can make in yourself. If it's not a priority right now, that's okay. You can join later if you want to, but why wait? Let's be honest. You've been thinking about this for years. You've been talking about this for years. You've been wanting this for years. Is this going to be on your 2026 vision board? Like, are you going to keep rolling this over to the next year and the next year and the next year and the next year, waiting to be ready when guess what? You're not. You have to show up now. The journey of 1,000 steps starts with one. So take it. Come be a part of the magic. There is an application process, but if you have listened to this and your heart has been humming the entire time, then you are in. You are one of the people that is for. And you can message me for that application, or just message me to flesh it out. See if it's just the thing your heart has been yearning for. When you've been like, I want to be around people who get it. I want to like be able to have someone support me. I want to do the damn thing. This is for you. All right. I love you.